Hi, and welcome to Future Skills 2022, an Erasmus Plus project funded by the European Commission for the development of the new skills demanded by the labour market. I'm Joe Cabello. I work for the I&F Education. In this podcast, we will talk about systems evaluation with the collaboration of Richard Downey. We have chosen Richard because he is an engineer and because he works in human resources in Ireland. And a telecommunications company. Hello, Richard, and thank you for being here with us today. What is systems evaluation and where is it needed? Systems evaluation is a term that is most frequently used in connection with IT, information technology, systems and software development, or software engineering. But the use of the term is not and should not be limited to that area alone. Instead, it can be used in connection with any other system. That could be a legal system, a social, economic or political system, a marketing or trading environment, an education system, or even, but less likely, a heating system. So I would like to invite you to interpret the term systems evaluation a good bit more liberally than it is often done. If a system is a regularly interacting or independent group of items forming a unified whole, then systems evaluation is the process of assessing the performance of a complete system relative to the goals of that system. So, systems evaluation really checks if that system is doing what it is meant to do, and if it isn't, the process will provide essential information so that that system can be corrected. If the goal of the health system, for example, is to provide healthcare to people as fast as possible, to provide them with the hospital bed as soon as possible, and give them access to the right doctors as close as possible to their home, then there is a waiting list of 6 months for many procedures. Hospital beds are not available unless with a long waiting period. The right doctors are only in a large hospital, which are in very few locations. Then the health system has clearly not reached its goals and has to be improved. Systems evaluation shows where the system has failed and what needs to be improved, and the assessment process will provide important details about what steps are needed to correct the system. What is your personal experience in this topic? I know systems evaluation from two worlds that I am involved with. The first one is in technical, IT-related field, and the second one is in a business or entrepreneurial field, and human resources. The technical one is about telecommunication systems. That's one of my own companies provide. We provide high bandwidth connectivity for businesses, and you can imagine it like a direct connection from location A to location B. The goal is to transfer critical information at a certain speed, totally reliable, at 100% of the time. All components of the connection interact with each other and depend on each other. At the time of planning, at the time of implementation, then again, if there are any faults or issues, the system has to be evaluated. All components have to be checked for their performance and contribution to the whole system. And if there is any behaviour that doesn't allow us to deliver on that predefined goal, then either the component will have to be replaced or its behaviour has to be improved. The system's evaluation in the planning phase is a theoretical process, but after the implementation, then there are issues. It is very much a real-life assessment of active devices. I also provide coaching and consulting services to businesses, and in this case, systems evaluation looks at all non-tangible components of a business. That could be different functions within the company, like sales, marketing operation, manufacturing, logistics, support, etc. Or it could be different hierarchical levels in the company to see how leadership, management and executive levels interact with each other. Wherever there are issues, it needs to be fixed or at least improved. What is your approach to systems evaluation? Systems evaluation has to be done in a highly structured and methodical way. Assuming that the goals are clearly defined, you would start by clarifying what goes into the system and what comes out of the system to understand how far it diverts from the set goals. After that, it is important to understand what components are involved and how they interact, so that the system can be taken apart and the input-output for each component can be checked. The process should allow pinpointing the location or locations of the faults or issues. Once the locations are identified, then step by step the system can be put together again while still checking the expected output to see if the improvement brought us closer to the goal. Why is this skill important for the labour market from your own point of view? Unlike communication skills and critical thinking skills and problem solving skills, I would see systems evaluation skills not as basic skills, but they are the next step up. Systems evaluation skills are mainly required in roles that have responsibility for more complex scenarios. So it is typically not a basic requirement for all types of roles. But anyone who would like to proceed to a higher level in an organisation will need to be able to analyse complex systems to find problems, solutions and possible improvements. And in this case, systems evaluation is essential. From a professional point of view, what is the impact or potential risks of not having this skill? A person with systems evaluation skills has the ability to get involved in the overall working of a system at a high level. If that skill is missing, then it is more likely that the person will not reach above the responsibility for a subcomponent of that system. So the risk is that not having this skill will limit the professional opportunities of a person. On the other hand, what are the benefits of using this skill? Because of the somewhat higher levels of systems evaluation skills, having the ability to evaluate complex systems will immediately increase opportunities for a person. The available positions are at a higher level, and the involvement with an organisation will be much deeper. How would you encourage people to develop this skill? 22 centuries ago, Julius Caesar, the Roman general and statesman, used the divide and conquer approach to win over enemies. A divide and conquer approach really means that you're breaking down a problem into two or more sub-problems of the same or related type, and you keep breaking down these sub-components further until they become simple enough to be tested and fixed directly. And this is the approach I would use to develop the system's evaluation skills. Take this complex system and break it down into smaller and smaller subcomponents that are then much easier to evaluate and to fix. If every subcomponent proves to be working correctly, then put the system back together. So the most important strategy is to simplify the problem. Could you give us your best tips on learning this skill? The approach varies a good bit depending upon the type of system you want to evaluate, but in all cases it's extremely relevant to know the exact goals and the criteria for evaluating the system, and this preparation work should not be rushed. After that, it is important to understand all interactions and interdependencies in the system and to be aware of all components and external influences on these components. It often makes sense to consult with or work in multidisciplinary teams where subject matter experts from the wide range of areas are involved that all can help to understand the system and its components better. For learning this skill, I would always suggest to start with a small system. Analyze that system as detailed as possible to understand every part of it. In this process, it is not required to evaluate against outcomes or goals, but just to break the small system apart and to understand all of the interdependencies that we mentioned above. When a small system is fully understood, then pick a bigger system and analyse that to the nth degree. Step by step, the analysis process will go faster, and once the analysis of a system is simple, then the evaluation goals are deviation from the expected outcomes is just another small step. Thanks a lot for giving us your thoughts on this key aspect of future skills demanded by the labour market. So that's all for today, and thanks for listening to the Future Skills 2022 podcast. And remember, if you want to be part of this project and develop new skills, follow us on Facebook or visit www.fs2022.eu.